You knew where he was all along, didn't you? He wasn't dead or nothing. You got around the command's croaker laid on smoke and found the worthless little shit.
I didn't say anything. Goblin was still out there on his own somewhere, presumably continuing his mission, presumably still needing secrecy.
Ha! I was right. You never could lie for shit. Where is he, kid? I got a right to know.
I started to back away. It might be time to take my act elsewhere.
You're wrong. I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's even still alive.
Which was true.
What you mean you don't know?
I got a speech impediment?
You've had smoke all month, remember? You! The short shit who was loafing around up there in those hills while I was down here dodging shadows and Shadowlander ambushes. Now I know you're shitting me. There ain't been one shadow seen since the night we broke the mat. Bullshit! You're feeding me bullshit.
Yeah, I guess I forgot the first rule.
Huh? What's that?
Never confuse you with facts.
You smart ass. I hung on in this world 200 years so I could put up with this shit.
He jumped up on the tongue of his wagon and leaned inside. I began to put a little more distance between us. He dug around in some rags behind his driver's seat. He glanced over his shoulder, saw me moving.
You just hang on right there, you peckerhead.
He jumped down, started waving his arms around while he went to squeaking and squealing in one of those languages wizards use so the rest of us will think there's something terribly strange and mystical about what they do, kind of like lawyers. One eye sometimes flew off into unprovoked fits of lawyerism, too. Blue sparks began to crackle between the tips of his fingers. His lips stretched into an evil grin. I wouldn't give him Goblin, so I would have to take Goblin's place. Damn, I wished Goblin would come back.
What's this?
I whirled. The captain had followed us. One eye gulped air. I scooted a few fast steps, which brought the old man into the field of fire, too. One eye shoved his hands into his pockets to hide them.
Ouch!
He said with sudden, quiet fervor. The sparks hadn't stopped. Croaker asked me, he'd been drinking again? I don't know when, unless it was before he got me up. But he's acting like it.
Oh, me?
One eye squeaked.
Not me. No way. I don't touch the stuff anymore.
I observed. He hasn't had time to get set up. That means jack shit. There's any to be stolen, he'll find that. You know anyone else who'd suddenly start a fight for no good reason?
Ain't nobody in this outfit like that,
One Eye insisted.
Unless you count Goblin. Sometimes he... He in this outfit anymore, Captain?
Croaker ignored him. He asked me, you planning to take smoke back out now? No. That hadn't occurred to me. Food had. Croaker grunted. I need to talk to my staff wizard here. One eye. I moved out. What now? That food. I ate till the cooks began to grumble about some folks thinking they were special. After I finished, I strolled across the snowy slopes, trying to calm the storm inside me. The sky promised more snow. We'd been lucky so far, I suspected. None of the snows had been heavy, and none had stuck long. I spied Ty Day and his mother, the latter offering a piece of her mind. Still, it kept them at a distance. I glimpsed